Hey guys, Mark here with another fitness marketing module. And in this module, we're going to bring your inactive clients back to life. We're going to resurrect them and get them back into your studio or gym. And we're going to provide within this module a paint by the number system that will provide everything you need to get your best inactive clients back in your personal training studio or fitness facility and generate what I call some low hanging fruit revenue. Inactive clients are really the easiest ones to bring back, but oftentimes we get sidetracked in doing other marketing, and sometimes we forget that this is probably the easiest way to get clients back into your fitness facility. The reason being is because they already like, know, and trust you, and they've probably been thinking about you here and there. Hopefully you have them on a newsletter and they see you occasionally, but within that newsletter, you should definitely send out an offer. But we're going to get into the bigger picture of all the different marketing mediums you should absolutely utilize to maximize bringing these inactive clients back. Now, I recommend that you do an inactive client reactivation or bring them back campaign about once a quarter. So about every 3 months or four times a year. You definitely don't want to do it any more than that, in my opinion. Then they get too used to saying, well, geez, I'll just wait for that next offer. So you wouldn't do it monthly. I think quarterly is a very good plan, and it at a minimum, I wouldn't do it more than that as a maximum, a minimum of at least twice a year, especially if you've already kind of tapped other marketing programs, campaigns. It's always time to come back to this one at least every 90 days. So let's jump right in. Tools of the trade. One of the things you've got to do, and this is something I really want to hit on point right away, is you've got to have an exclusive, irresistible offer that's very generous. I mean, some of these clients I know mine have spent as $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 over the years of when I've had them, or you know, they stayed with me for a year or what have you, and they're still on my list of inactive clients. So we're going to talk about two types of offers, though. One that is what I call low barrier, low pressure entry, and then we're going to talk about a bigger one. And you want to do different offers, like I said, throughout the year and see which ones work best. And one of the things I talk about, I've talked in many modules before, is gift cards, because they're so versatile. So let's jump out of here for a second and get into some of these offers. And we'll take, for instance, this is what I call kind of the bigger one. And this is some copy. This is going to be included in this module. And again, you could make your own offers and copy. Now, this is what I call the big offer. And this is, you can see there's three simple options to choose from. And I'm giving a really big discount because they're former clients. The bigger the program, the bigger the discount. And three really cool options to choose from. One is low, is only, you know, $1,200, and then, you know, as high as 18. Some pretty good offers, not too far apart. And then there's some bonuses in here where they can even save more money. These are optional things. These are things that I offered. And, you know, then I'll give a specific example. And then I talk about the ultrasound body composition, because a lot of my clients, we used to use calipers. And then when we implemented this, there was a lot of clients that never had experienced it. But anything that you've got new equipment or anything, you want to talk about a bonus. You can also include a nutrition program and anything else. Like, for instance, I have a lot of a whole library of nutrition stuff, and I'll just pull something out that's kind of fresh and new, like, the best slow cooker or crock pot recipes and a nice PDF that, you know, I'll say I'll email it to them after they sign up. So just think of some really good bonuses. You want to load this thing up. This should, like I said, be a very generous offer, because these are your previous clients, and obviously you appreciate them and you'd love to have them back because they're good people. I did put something in here that I was actually fill slots when I was training. So again, this is something that you could make these bonuses whatever you want. And then you've got to have an expiration. You've got to create the sense of urgency. I mean, and then we'll be following up. We'll be talking about that. So that's kind of the beginning offer. Now, to show you another low barrier entry offer, we're going to go to this one. Now, this one is similar. You know, I asked some questions, you know, and I did this, I think it was shortly after the new year or something like that, or one of the holidays. can't remember exactly when, but so I geared this around a holiday, and I had a couple of those questions, and go into the yes, 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 that they're probably feeling out of shape and tired. Maybe they've gotten off track, and they could use some help. So what I did in this one, I had a gift certificate, which I'll tell you another good way to do it. But I offered two sessions. I think I had printed them out on some program and included it in with this letter. And then I really tried to ramp things up, and I was going to give them also a free therapy pro-lower stability ball. And I usually would buy these in bulk if there's a discount, and I'm going to do this. And if I didn't end up using them for all of them, I would just sell them to some clients or what have you. But that was nice too. Plus, you can, when they come in, you could kind of wow them and say, hey, by the way, I'm going to spend an extra 10 minutes after your session today so I could show you how to use your pro roller, or show you some great exercises with the stability ball, or maybe you have a little printout or something you could send them with a bunch of different core exercises. So anyways, it's much more, you're not asking for you're not asking for any money. You're just trying to send them a gift, and you thought maybe they could use a little tune-up. And obviously the intention is once you get them in there, they're going to get a taste of it and realize they've gotten out of shape. This is an older offer. I can also have done the ultrasound too as part of that. Check in to see how much body fat they have. And if they see they've gained weight and you have all their old records, you can say, oh yeah, you've gained about, 14 pounds since I saw you a year ago or whatever it may be. And that will become an impetus for them to say, geez, I think I need help. So this is a low barrier offer with, they don't have to buy anything. It's completely free, and it's very generous because they're a client that, like I said, in the past may have spent thousands of dollars with you. Now, going back to here, the PowerPoint, I do want to talk about some other components. Now, I recommend this, but it's optional, is that initial letters that I was showing you, I think that should be put into a colored envelope with some eye-catching stamps. Handwritten, this is going to depend on a lot of things, is how many inactive clients are you going to be able to recruit somebody for help to stuff envelopes or have somebody do it, delegate. But it really helps jumpstart the program because people will definitely open stuff in the mail with handwriting on it. And if it's a colored envelope, like I said, it's worth spending that extra money. And so that's what I recommend to jumpstart it, but it will add to the cost of the campaign. Again, it depends on how many clients you have. Now, emails, which, we're going to use those letters as kind of the foundation for follow-up emails, and we'll talk about that. As far as that goes, I'm going to give you another example. I'm going to hop on out of here again, and we're going to go to an email example. So I took this from one of the offers. I think it was campaign one, right? And all I did was copy and paste the meat of it into this. And all you really need to do, you don't need to write and rewrite stuff. They've got the major one, the jumpstart. You've mailed it to them or emailed. And now you just want to change it a little bit each time in your email follow-up. Usually at the beginning, you change it and get right back to the offers again and the bonuses. And then you want to change it a little bit up at the end again and like maybe emphasize there's only 4 days left or, or there's only so much, if you do limited number, which is another thing, you should do expiration or limited number, or you can do both. Like, I can only accept three people, the first three people that respond by July 25th. And so that being said, you want to definitely think about that and think about how you want to handle that. But each follow-up email or communication should just maintain what I call the core or the meat of the offer and just change a little bit at the beginning up here and a little bit at the end. You can even shorten it as you go, but it's good to remind them of the bonuses and the great offer for them only as inactive clients. Now, here's the things beyond, we talked about snail mail, we talked about email sequences, and I recommend that you do these. People don't have patience anymore. I actually recommend that you keep these offers like 10 to 14 days max. I don't believe in the 30-day campaign. It's just too darn long. You want to keep it within, I really believe, 10 to 14 days max in case somebody's out of town or is on vacation. But you're going to capture, they're going to make their decision. It's going to create a greater sense of urgency. Now, here's some things. This, again, depends upon if you have help or where you're at along what I call the path of your business. Do you have an admin? Do you have other trainers? Or are you still the one-man band? Even if you are, I will tell you this. If you pick up the phone and hopefully we'll talk about this, you have a spreadsheet or you have organization of all your active, inactive clients and leads. I have it in several places. I have it on an Excel spreadsheet, and then I have it in a email database. But picking up the phone and calling people and reconnecting, and even if you don't get to talk to them, just leave a personal message, and say something personal that you remember about them. You could even open up their file and say, "Oh yeah," and just really try to connect. And then you could even send a text. Now, this can be somewhat laborious, but again, it depends on if you could get help. You can have someone else do it and give them like a really simple script to follow, and that they have the offers in front of them, so they have all the information in case this inactive client has questions. So there's a lot of mediums there, marketing mediums that I recommend. Snail mail, which is a nice handwritten letter in the mail in a colored envelope with a cool stamp. Staggered emails within that 10 to 14 day period, and at least one phone call and or text. And then you're just going to squeeze that into the deadline. And as I mentioned, you're going to do limited number or both. Like, I can only accept three people on this offer because it's so it's a it's a, such a great offer. I can only take three people, or my schedule will allow. Just create that sense of urgency. Final touches. Now, the thing is, you want to have this all organized and prepped in advance. You want to have the sequenced emails, and again, you're just going to take that one and just keep slightly changing it at the beginning and the end. You want to have the envelope stuff, you want them to go out at the same time, and you want to set your timeline for the entire campaign. From the day you mail the letters out and to the point where it's just, that's it, it's a deadline. And usually the deadline, like I said, I would do a phone call somewhere in the middle of the campaign or text, and then just keep hitting with emails. Tell them, hey, even tell them in the conversation if you talk with them or you don't, that look for the email, all the information's there, or hopefully you receive my letter in the mail. And the emails, I would even on the last day or two, hit them up like once in the morning, once at night, and last chance or whatever, and then whatever you get is what you get. But definitely want to emphasize urgency, exclusivity. And again, keep in mind, you might even smile as you call some of these past clients and remember things about how great it was to work with them. So make it personal. Don't genericize, as I call it. Don't come off as salesy or bland. Really try to remember those clients. And I think most of us will do that naturally. And if whoever signs up and they take the offers, make a big deal out of it. Show them how excited you are, because you know what? In the end, it's all about having fun. Your clients love you. And sometimes it just takes something like this to bring somebody back that has been thinking about it. And now you give them a great offer because you really appreciate how they've contributed to the success of your business and all the years or money they spent with you before. And now you're saying, hey, I really want you to come back. I'm going to give you this incredible offer. Okay, we're going to pop back out of this. And I do want to talk about some of the tools and different things you could utilize. And I want to go back to, and I've talked about this before, but there's fitnessmarketing.com, as many of you guys probably know. But there's a couple great products in here, and this is one I've talked about, and again, many times, is the fitness gift cards. So you can take one of these cards, and for just for an example, mine are $150. That was the denomination I chose. If I was doing this campaign right now, I would put one card along with a letter. And I would say, if you do a 3-month program, you get 150. But you know what? I'm going to double this gift card if you do 6, and I'm going to triple it if you come back for a full year. That would be a pretty good campaign, just as an example. And speaking of examples, I always say just come to here and just check these out. These are, you get a great idea for design. They're very professional. There's a high perceived value with these. So imagine they get the letter and they get one of these in the mail. It's really, really cool. It's a great way to jumpstart that campaign. The other thing is, when I talked about email, those emails, the two main offers along with the email example are included in this campaign. You know, but if you want to make life even easier, really easy, I'm all about automation, delegation, and systemization. That being said, if you come over to fitnessmarketing.com again and clicking on the products, there is a great program that includes a lot of this stuff, and a lot of it is automated. And, you know, there's a lot of great other perks with this. So this is something that I think every trainer should invest in. You should have, you know, a lot of content going out, but there's so many, you know, bells and whistles out here. You want to see, like I said, you go to fitnessmarketing.com and then you'll click on products, and it'll bring you to this and the gift cards. But I mean, there's just all kinds of things in here, you know, the email marketing campaigns. So I would still recommend the letter, and I would still recommend the phone calls or text, but you can use this system as a way to automate the emails, and you could set it and forget it, as it says down here. So just a really strong suggestion. This is buying you speed. This type of automation, you know, you could customize the message and the offer, but a lot of it is automated. Great stuff. Anyways, just a suggestion there. Again, it depends where you're at, but I'm all about buying speed and making my business run, like I said, automated, systemated, and delegating, which is a whole topic in itself. Getting back to here again is, you know, you're going to put all this together, and this should bring back your clients. And honestly, if you take the time to look at your database, and again, I hope you have this organized, is you could see how many great inactive clients you have that potentially might come back. And the percentage that these people will come back and re-sign with you is very, very greater than if you're, you know, sending postcards out to nobody that knows you in the local neighborhood around your gym. That's another good marketing, external marketing, but internal marketing like this, where people already know, love, and trust you, is much easier, and your percentages are much higher for bringing people back. Anyways, this is the bring your inactive clients back to life. You know, utilize the tools, consider using the automated email system that will make your whole business run a whole lot smoother and keep content and other things going out on a regular basis on autopilot. The gift cards, like I said, are always a great investment because they can be utilized in so many different ways, and this is just one of them. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this module, and get out there and get those inactive clients back in your fitness facility. This is Mark signing off. Thanks, guys.